Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Steve Martin back on the show. Steve is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. We've already celebrated his 17th anniversary and as a member of our Brain Trust. He's our profit pro. He's the guy we turn to when we want to put more money on the bottom line. He helps us to squeeze a little bit more water out of that rock every day. And he's the author of all the books on that are of any importance on profit improvement, including the one called Profit Improvement. And he's our good friend, Steve Martin. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, thank you so much. It's always great to be with you.
Good to have you here. Good to have you back, Steve. Thank you so much for your steadfast and abiding support of all that we do and our audience. I know what a great resource you are to the SCORE folks up there in your part of the world, the SCORE clients that you help, and you're just a great resource for so many folks, and your servant leadership is well known around here, and we appreciate you.
Well, thank you, Jim.
So, okay, if there's one thing people are completely and fully aware of these days, and have been now for probably 15, 20 years, is the concept of disruption in the marketplace. There's all kinds of disruptions. Some of them are little ones. Some of them are pretty big. And oftentimes when we look at those disruptions, when we contemplate one of them happening to us even before it happens, our nature is to be worried and to cover up and to put our shields up and to be frightened of them. If we accept the fact that these disruptions are coming, can we turn them into profit? Can we turn them into opportunity?
I really do think so, Jim. I had a small business that I've talked to for the last 18 months or so, and 18 months ago I walked into their facility and I said, "Why do you have a showroom for all your products?" And he said, "Well, we've been in business for 10 years and we've always had a showroom." Well, I've had a number of conversations with him since then because his whole business is being disrupted, particularly by the internet,
mm-hmm.
and the age of the customer phenomenon. I got a call from him about a week ago, and he said, "Well, Steve, we've closed our showroom, and we're now leasing the space out to another business, and we're making money."
Wow.
So here was, I think, a prime example of somebody who was resisting the change that's going on in the universe.
Right.
And finally realized that he could turn what was costing him a lot of money
mm-hmm.
into a revenue center.
Because what he once thought was essential had actually become completely obsolete.
Absolutely. That's it in a nutshell, Jim. And he could see the handwriting on the wall, but he was just not in a position emotionally.
It's hard to do that, Steve. It's hard to break loose from those old paradigms.
Oh, yeah.
I know a company.
This is the way I've always done it. I love my showroom. This is where I meet with the vendors
exactly.
and so on and so forth. And I'm just not going to let go of it. Well, finally it got to the point where he didn't have any choice but to look at it seriously.
Right.
And it's going to make a substantial swing in his not only in his cash flow, but his P&L.
Well, exactly. And they probably, after you talked to them, they probably went around the horn internally and said, "When was the last time somebody came in and actually made a decision in our showroom?"
Yeah. And that's exactly the analysis that he went through. And what he did find was that the amount of traffic, the amount of business that was being generated by the showroom was not enough to justify it. Mm-hmm. And further, he could find ways to satisfy those clients without having to...
So folks, think about where are the showrooms? I'm doing the air quote thing now. Where are the showroom things in your business, right, Steve?
That's exactly right. That's the question.
You know, do you still need trucks as big as you used to need them? Do you still need to deliver as far and wide as you used to? Is it time to use a courier service instead of your own folks? You know, there's lots of showroom examples in our businesses. I probably got some in mine. So let's start looking at those. Steve Martin, we have him to thank for that, pointing that out for us. Steve Martin, ProfitPro.us is his website. He and I will be right back. I'm Jim Blessing, and more to come. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.